You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello. Hi, everyone. I had to pick that last sip of water right before we come on live because we're talking too much and working too much. But hey, everyone. Hi. It's Elizabeth Powell, Tech Trend Investments. Good evening.
And this is Joseph Grassa with Tech Trend Investments. Welcome, everybody. Happy Taco Tuesday. Hope everybody's having an amazing week. And if you're in California, I hope you are safe. We're going to start it off with that. Hope everyone is safe. And if you evacuated, hopefully you found somewhere safe to be. Everyone hopefully is doing well right now in these hard times in California. But it was always an end and always a happy side to everything. So hopefully at the end of the rainbow, there's something beautiful on the other side, right?
Yeah, wishing everyone in California safety. Like, I'm in California right now. I've been in California. It's my home. I've lived here like all of my life. And I've been through 6 fires personally and 3 evacuations minimum. Probably more, and family's been in multiple evacuations for fires. So, like, earthquakes, fires, unfortunately, have become kind of the norm around here. Unfortunately, I had family members that had to evacuate for over 2 months on one of their fires, but being backed up to nature preserve and not having enough water and dry bush, like, and then these winds that kick in. And like, just being like, a month ago, I was in San Diego and they shut off the power for 2 days just so they could make sure that there wouldn't be any sparks from electrical in the dry bush too. So like, our hearts go out to everyone. I've personally been through it, so I know what you all are experiencing. I know what you're going through and insurance claims and everything else. And so our hearts are with y'all. Like, I've been there. I understand. I have complete empathy, and I hope everyone stays safe and we get some water and these winds die down and these fires get in control. And then also thank you to all of the firemen and service and police and everybody who's out there protecting. Like, just driving up and down the coast. I've been up and down the coast. I'm in Central Cal right now, and I was in Santa Barbara, so close to Ventura, and then I came up from San Diego. So just driving up and down the coast, I know that there's a lot of police presence making sure that the communities are staying safe and that there's not anything malicious going on. And then also driving up and down like the 101 and the last couple of days, I've been seeing a lot of work going on the side of the road to eliminate a lot of dry brush too and get rid of dry foliage. So that's been a benefit. They're trying out there trying to help everyone. So thank you to all of those people too that are working tirelessly to keep everyone safe and till we get through this fire season.
Yes. But let's bring hopefully some joy to this and some exciting news and some good times, alleviate some hearts. So let's just start it off. We are almost at the 15th of January. Tomorrow is the 15th of January, and for us, that is a big day of the month. That is a very big day of the month, and it's leading into a bunch of other very important dates that are coming up, such as the 20th, the inauguration of Donald Trump into the office. There are a lot of big things that have been promised and a lot of big things along his campaign that everybody is excited for and looking forward to, and it's coming to that time that we didn't think would come soon enough. Within the next 6 days, we're going to start seeing some things happen within the markets, within our day-to-day lives. Everything's going to start changing, and hopefully for the better. And it all sounds like it really is. And even in Canada right now, I'm extremely positive as to the outlook of the United States and Canada, because there are a lot of different things that are happening in terms of the political side, the federal government side. Everything is looking very, very, very good right now.
Yeah, so just in general and overall, just for the economy, we always want to see positive things for the financial market. So in a perfect world, if you're an economist, we look for good jobs, job rate, low unemployment, high spending, low inflation. We look for volume. We look for optimism in financing. We look for lower interest rates. So all of these different factors affect what happens in the financial markets. And so it goes across the board. It's not just in like stocks and bonds and businesses, but it also applies in crypto. It applies in housing market. It applies in interest rates that you're going to get on your housing and in your cars. And business loans, too, and how aggressive they are on business loans. This is also the beginning of 2025, which means that more money comes into the markets because businesses are getting new money coming in for lending and other sources to fund their business for the rest of the year. People start to restructure on how they plan out for 2025. And the 15th of the month is our big volume. Always, like we say, the 1st and the 15th of the month are the big volume days. And so tomorrow is the 15th. And then we have the inauguration on the 20th. And that's supposed to be positive for the financial markets. It's supposed to be positive for the housing markets, for interest rates. The Fed does meet on the 28th and 29th. And so what we had in the last 7 days, we had a pullback in the market because the Fed's sent out rumors. Remember, whenever there's a rumor, then the market will have an effect until the day that whatever the rumor is will happen or not happen. And so they sent out rumors saying that they, depending on how the political party goes, like for the next couple months or so, about them cutting interest rates or not. So they're stating that they don't think that they'll have a need to cut interest rates, which means that we're going into a lower inflationary. So in actuality, they're optimistic that inflation will come under control. And so the Fed tries to regulate inflation or recession based on the interest rate. So whenever we're having high inflationary, they try and stop it by decreasing spending and cutting back on borrowing by raising interest rates. And but if they think we're going towards more like a recession where they need to stimulate the economy, then they'll cut interest rates. So we're balancing out, it sounds like, a lot, but the market always wants us to cut rates because that's more favorable to us to get money, to spend more money in businesses and also across the financial markets. And so when the Fed's saying that they're not going to cut as many rates, it means that we're stabilizing out and we're becoming more mid. So we're not going to have like peak inflation, but we're also not in a recession period either. So people react to what the rumor is, and then when it actually happens, which is going to be on the 28th or 29th, then we'll see the response based off of that. And so as you can see, in the last 7 days, we've had kind of like a wild ride in the financial markets, like in the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ and everything else, because what they anticipate is happening with the Fed. But we've had a bounce back in the last 24 hours. And same thing in crypto, we had a pullback, but now we've had a bounce back in the last 24 hours. So we're getting close to positive things going on the 15th with volume. And then we also have positive with the inauguration because it's going to be finance friendly, which means good for business and investing. And then the Fed meets on the 28th and 29th. And so if they don't cut rates, people don't anticipate them cutting rates, then we'll stay flat. But if they actually end up cutting rates, we should have a big rally in the market because they already hinted that they didn't anticipate cutting rates.
It's all about the anticipation, right? They're playing with our emotions. They'll get everyone thinking one thing and then do the exact opposite, and that happens more often than not. Oh yeah, we're not gonna cut rates. Oh, never mind. We decided that the market needs it, and we're just gonna cut it like 2 points or something, which is a lot, but. Cut it 2 points. Why not?
Yeah, I think if they cut it, it'll be more like a quarter. But
yeah, no, if they cut it 2 points, you know,
yeah, everyone's gonna be out partying if they cut it to you. I don't think it's gonna go that low.
You know, my exaggeration might have been a little high there, but that's exactly what they do as well, right? They'll say one thing and then they'll just go off the deep end and go throw like a crazy number at it, and everyone's like, oh shit, I wasn't expecting that, but. That's what they do, right? They know what they're causing. They know what they're doing. They're gonna play into it.
It's a power thing, definitely. That the Fed knows that they have a huge effect on the market. And so whatever statements they release causes the markets to sway one way or the other. And when they do their actions, it causes the markets to sway one way or the other. But yeah, so I'm being optimistic. I see the 15th, we have volume. Then the 20th is the inauguration, which is finance friendly, investment friendly, business friendly, crypto friendly. And then we'll take it from there. So we'll see how things go. But by the next week, we'll have already probably had a rally in the market.
Hopefully. It will. It will. Right, I'm going to keep my positive outlook on. And I know it's looking positive. And it will have a positive outlook. The market will rally. All the markets will rally. Everybody, not financial advice, do your own research, but the markets will rally.
Right, yeah.
Have to say it.
Yeah, so right now, ETH is hovering about 3209. We had a bounce back up 200 just in the last day. We did have a pullback when the Fed started speaking. So, and it dipped to one of its lows yesterday, not low, but it dipped down yesterday to about 3,000, a little bit over 3,000. We had a bounce back up today, and then we have volume coming in because people are getting paid. So on international markets, it's already the 15th. So people already have money. Well, it's the 15th some places, and it's night. No, it's the 15th. So we should have a rally in the market. We should have some volume in the market, which is good for everything that's going on. A lot of positive news coming out, a lot of rumors coming out that we're going to be crypto friendly too, which means crypto friendly tax laws. And so again, remember how we had talked last year, we said that don't forget whatever you do in 2024 is your tax laws for 2024. And then whatever we do in 2025 is our tax laws for 2025, whatever those may be. The IRS also did an announcement saying that they're giving till December 2025 to give the way that the tax accounting is done for crypto too. So they're giving it almost a year to come up with a solution for that. And I think that has a lot of influence on whatever laws are going to be passed this year too. So they're not announcing anything until those laws are passed for this year. So we're seeing a lot of positive things going on. And of course, don't forget, it's volatile. Crypto is always volatile. We have BTC and ETH. They're the most stable. But when you're trading it, think of it more long-term. Unless you're range trading, then you know where the bottoms are and the tops are, and you know how to range trade in and out of that. But a lot of companies, a lot of countries, a lot of new people coming into the crypto market. So we've had a lot of influctuation of volume coming into the market. And if they're new to it, they don't understand that it does range a lot. It's not like a steady, 1.05 and that's it. It does have a big range. And so if you're in for the long term, you're good. Like if you came into crypto when we first started talking on LA Talk back in February, you would have gotten close to 2,400. And you would be up, we're at 3,200 right now. We saw it go up to 4,400. So you could have doubled your investment. You would have still been up over 1,000 on ETH right now if you got into the market when we first started talking on LA Talk too. I know a lot of people wait and then decide to make a decision, but if you invested back then, you would have been up 1.5 times on your investment already.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Even if you waited a little bit and listened to maybe one or two episodes and then jumped in on it, you'd most likely still be up. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me of all the Tuesdays we've been on, but I do believe that if you after the first episode, if you listened to a couple and still bought in after that, after you felt a bit more comfortable, you'd be up. And most of the times after we talk, you'd be up. It's a testament to the crypto space and the timing that we kind of go off of every week and every day. And it's we time everything. Everything is planned. Everything is scheduled. It all feels like it's meant to be. And everything's a testament to our trading strategies and systems because we've been analyzing the market for so many years. to the point now where we can find these trends and implement them and find out when they work, when they don't, when to expect things, when not to expect things. And everything is going as expected, to say the least. Everything is going as expected. Could we expect some of these Black Swan events to happen? No, but they're events, and the market still moves in a positive manner. And it shows in the overall, let's say you pull up the graph for Ethereum or Bitcoin in the past 5 years or in the past 2 years, it's upwards trending. It's a growing technology market, and it's consistently being upgraded and with more use cases and more people are onboarded into it. And now the US government's going to be implementing it. It's these big, big, big steps that everybody has been talking about since day one of crypto. When is it going to be a centralized currency? When not centralized, but decentralized currency that everybody uses globally? When are the governments going to start being okay with it? When are the tax rates going to get cut on it? When am I going to be able to go into a coffee shop and buy a coffee with crypto? When can I go buy a car with crypto? It seems like that's right now.
Yeah, a lot of it's happening right now. So it's becoming a real world asset. Basically, it's being utilized in a lot of different places. But yeah, so we're optimistic,
to say the least.
but I mean, there's a lot of different investment strategies. This is just one of the ones that we're heavily into right now in AI, Web3 technology. And then a lot of good news is coming out on the market. So it's optimistic. And I think 2025 is going to be a really good year. I see it as a lot of potential, especially being involved in it. So I see a lot of positive things coming out of it. And as we said, again, the 15th is a big key volume day. 15th through the 22nd about is like when we have a lot of volume. The 20th is inauguration, which is supposed to be crypto friendly, and there's supposed to be an announcement about crypto in that time period also regarding the US and crypto and tax laws. Hopefully there'll be that announcement also, which is a positive announcement where we should anticipate a rally. Then the Fed meets again on the 28th, 29th. We already anticipate them probably not cutting rates, and if they do cut rates, then we should have another rally in the market, so that'll be another bounce. But a lot of good things happening in the next 2 weeks. But want to go back to also, so we're not just talking about this. It's kind of funny. I was thinking back on when I started doing businesses and started getting into finance. My first startup, I was probably 4 years old and created stationery that I hand drew and went to my neighbors' houses, selling it door to door. At least I think I was four. And then telling them that I have stationery for sale. So I've always had this entrepreneur spirit. So I'm remembering that those times I used to do carnivals on my front yard to bring all the kids over to raise money for me. and then I used to do pumpkin raffles to try, because I was trying to think outside the box versus like doing a car wash or doing, helping neighbors out and stuff. So I'm like, let me think of some creative things that people are going to do to try and start a business. And so I did that. But I got involved with SCORE and SBA when I was about 17, because I was creating a clothing manufacturing company. Designing clothes and then doing sportswear for gyms when I was 17, because I was working out in gyms while I was going to school, of course. But I'm going back to my roots, and I had just went and gotten some books that I've had stored away for a bit, and remembering back, like reading books, remember those days, and some of the books that were recommended to me, so some of the books that were recommended to me back then were Think and Grow Rich. I can't talk right now. Think and Grow Rich. And then also, oh my goodness, I have a couple of the books that I got. But I'm remembering back to the days, like starting businesses and learning about finance and how to invest and how to trade stocks and bonds and then how to day trade and what charts are and all that stuff. It always starts with education. It starts with learning. It starts with trying to understand how things work and curiosity. And that's why I think a lot of people, if you're listening to us, are here because you have that curiosity. You want to learn. You want to better yourself. You want to find whatever your passion is. And so sometimes we forget where our roots are, where we started, like how we started to learn. Of course, there's school and going to college and getting degrees and learning about business and that too. But that curiosity and that spark usually starts at a young age on whatever your passion is. And so I wanted to learn as much as I could. So I started joining groups and finding mentors and reading books and then finding out what people were recommending to me to learn so I could become an entrepreneur, because that was my passion. I wanted to do businesses like from a very young age and then kept continuing doing businesses. But I found resources. So I found like the Small Business Administration. I found SCORE, which is retired individuals that consult for free for entrepreneurs who are learning to do startups. And you can Google that. And if you're in the States, they have those across the country where they can go and mentor you and teach you how to write up a business plan or to get financing, how to do a pitch deck, how to contact manufacturers, banks, do a DBA, all the basic information. SBA has those resources too. But I'm like looking back to when I got really interested in starting businesses and I started businesses, and going back to the roots of doing that, like of when you have curiosity that there are sources out there, there are ways to find it out. You can like go on YouTube, you can search in Google, you can go into ChatGPT and find information. You can contact your local Chamber of Commerce. You can go to different meetings and network groups. You can go to meeting, I think, what is it, Meetup? Meetup has resources across the States, I know for sure, too. If you want to go into an investment group, you can go online and find investment groups. If you want to go into a trading group, you can go online and find that, too. So there's a lot of different resources out there. And I wanted to learn, I just went everywhere and just tried to learn as much as I can and network as many people as I could, and then find mentors to teach me the things that I didn't know. And if I didn't have the resources, go to SBA or SCORE and then get those resources, and then go to SBDC and then go to Hot Houses and find those resources. So like today was one of those days that I remembered all of the beginnings of from where I started to where I am now, and all the things that I did to try and learn as much as I could. And then in the interim, like I've been trying to help other people do the same thing, because I feel that I'm like grateful that all those resources were available to me. And I know they're available to everybody else, but nobody knows how to find them. And so I always try to help new people that are coming in and trying to do a startup or become an entrepreneur or learn how to trade, to try and give them as many resources as possible too, so that they have that opportunity. And maybe in the future, they can help others also, because if we're able to help others, it's just going to make the rest of the world better too. If we have great business owners and people that are educated and people try to learn and have a passion and pursue what they want to do, and they have the resources to do it and the knowledge to do it, it's just going to make the world better. But I'm going back to my roots again, and remembering when I started, like when I first did that first piece of stationery, and then all the mentors that have been in my life and then had helped me become to where I am today, and all the things that I learned from them, all the things I learned from books, all the meetings I went to, all the online groups that I went into. But there's so many wonderful people out there that are willing to help and teach. There's so many different resources out there that you can learn from and be educated on, and then pursue your passion and find something that you love to do, that's if it's business, if it's trading, if it's investing, if it's finance, whatever you have a passion for, there's a source out there.
Yeah, exactly, right? The market right now for everything, there's just a plethora of everything. And if you're like us and or like me, and you want to find something out or say, oh, is there a place, is there somewhere where I can learn how to, let's say, I want to learn how to figure out how to do like media management, or go on or manage a YouTube channel. You can go on ChatGPT and find out, and there's 100 different sources for it. Going back to AI, but it made it easy for me to find a bunch of resources to get better at something, so that I could better my craft and to become something that I never thought I once would be able to do. Like 6 months ago, I would have thought that I'd be able to edit and upload videos like a pro at this point, and do it within 5 to 10 minutes. Now at the blink of an eye, I can do stuff. It's the mentors are there. The resources are there for you to do anything that you want. You have an idea or you have a thought. Hey, I want to do this, and I'm driven to do this. There are resources available to you to make it happen, and it's up to you to implement them and to go out and try them out or utilize them and do it. It's not a risk. It's all a learning experience. It's not a failure. It's a learning experience. Everything that you do is a learning experience. Take those risks. Take those jumps. Do everything you want to do. The resources are there for you. My mentors, when I first got started into trading, into doing sneaker reselling, they're all still around. Yes, but all the things that they taught me personally, they're all on the internet now. It's all easily accessible to everybody. And if you want it, you just got to go and get it. That's like the thing that everyone has to do. Just go get it. Go get it, go get it, go get it. And set your goals. When you go and do it, set your goals. You'll reach them in like, if you set a goal for a month, you'll reach it in a week because you want it so bad. If you're driven to reach that goal, you will hit it fast. And then you have to make sure you have goals set in place for after, because that's where I came into a bit of a shortcoming with sneaker reselling is I hit my first goal, my second goal, my third goal, and then I ran out of goals and I got out of it and got into crypto. Good goal.
Well,
I guess.
You had a new goal.
and then I had about 150 to 1,000 other goals that I still have to reach. I have a bunch more still to reach, and it's fun, and just drive and drive and push and push and push. And the resources are there. Elizabeth has helped me along my journey in crypto as well, and I'm grateful for her for that. And I couldn't have done it without her up to where I am right now. And it's taken me much farther than just crypto.
Yeah. I mean, like everything that we learn, like every single thing that we try or whatever passion we have and the knowledge that we get from it can be applied anywhere else in life too. And I'm like looking at these books. I don't even know when they were published, but always the mentors and the different groups and the different online things would always recommend these books. And I know they're a little biased because they were from, I don't know, early 1900s, maybe. But How to Win Friends and Influence People from Dale Carnegie, and then Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And so I always have these books on hand. I haven't looked at them in a long time, but I remember that I would use those as resources because people told me to read them. And so I would listen to my mentors and read them. And then I would always keep them, even though I would give away other things, I would always keep these books. And it's something to go back and remember our roots of where we came from. And then there's like the 10X rule, there's Blue Ocean, there's the Tipping Point. So like all these business books that have been around for a long time that people have taken these resources from. And yes, times have changed and people have gotten more modern and they're more politically correct. But the basic of most of these books are all the same theme that you can always learn something from them. I mean, there was $10 startups or $100 startups, and then Indistractable. So there's a lot of different books out there that can add resources to you. There's a lot of different internet groups. There's meetup groups if you want to meet with people in person. There's online groups if you just want to do an online. There's webinars. There's Coursera if you want to get some information, college level classes that if maybe you don't want to attend college or you don't want a degree, or maybe you already have your degree and you just want to improve on your learning. There's classes with Coursera that you can do online and get that knowledge too. So there's a lot of different resources. There's a lot of different ways to find whatever your passion is, or go onto YouTube, go into ChatGPT, go into AI, and then find the solutions and the answers. Find a good mentor on something that you have a passion for, and find out information from somebody who's already been through it. And then they'll tell you the easiest ways to go through it without having to go through all of the problems that they've experienced because they already been through it, and give you the steps to bypass those problems so that you just have a easier way to pursue whatever your passion is because they've already been through it. So mentors are really good too. And people don't realize, like, we are basically the five people that surround us. So if you have a group of five people, make sure that those people kind of have the same visions and goals and aspirations, or more accomplished that you do too, that they're, you know, like their integrity, their ethics, their values, their morals are aligned with you too, because those five people that you surround yourself with is how you're going to be perceived in the world. And then also you're going to get that feedback from those people. So you want to make sure that they're aligned with your vision too on the path that you're trying to take.
Yes, that always hits me deep, because the five people you surround yourself with make up each part of your personality, or bring in different aspects to your life. If let's say you're really close with a friend who's doing marketing, right? You'll pull some of that, and he's really driven. You'll pull that drive. You'll pull some of his strengths. And let's say you have another friend who's really lazy and sits around and mopes. You'll find some of that tendency in you as well. And you want to make sure that those five people are like the best of the best people. And another one that I like to add on to that is, you only want to surround yourself with people who are better than you, or who know more than you, who are smarter than you, who have experienced more than you, because you'll learn so much more from them than if you were to go talk to somebody or be friends with somebody or be close with somebody who's still learning the ropes. And they don't know nearly as much, and they're just trying to drag you down. It hurts. It hurts you in the shortcoming. It might hurt you in the long haul. It really depends on who they are as a person.
Unless you're the mentor to them too. So exactly, you're helping that other person. So,
Elizabeth, you know better than I do. You've done this 100 times more than I have. So,
but we also have our friends that we just hang out with. And like, I have my friends that we don't talk any business with. We don't talk any finance with. We just chill. And then I have my friends that are adventurous and love to travel. And then I have my friends that, you know, are business orientated and trading orientated, and then other friends that are philosophical. So it's nice to have a wide variety, but, you know, make sure that they all kind of have the same underlying values and morals that you do too, so you share something similar. But yes, yes, yes. But I just wanted to come back, like, to the roots again, to remember, like, how everything started and how much work has been put in over the years and nonstop. And I'm that type of person who tends to do 10 companies at a time, 10 projects at a time, 10 things at a time, or more than that. Because I have more. Right. So if I'm working on one thing, I'm working on another thing. But like, I was looking at, we're building out Dragon Platform, and we built out AI based bots and AI signal bots. And so again, those have been built out for over 2 years. And I'm looking at other companies on their build outs. And I was looking at the Robinhood platform and finding out if we were to duplicate their platform so people can understand like the depth and the complexity of this. For everybody else, like, Robinhood looks very simple, right? On the front end, you just go buy a percentage of a stock, and then you put it in your portfolio, and then you sell that percentage of the stock. And then they have different trading that you can do. So it looks very simple on the front end, but it's very complex on the back end. And it took over 2 to 4 years to build out. Plus, you all have compliance and security and brokerages and then the back end to make sure that everything's safe, and then user-friendly on the front end. And to build out a platform like that is over $5 million plus. It takes about 4 years to build out, and it looks very simple on the front end to use, but it's very complex on the back end. And the way that they built it out is so that they could bring more people into the market. They could bring more people into investing. They can make it simple and easy for everybody. And so that's what we've also been doing. We've been working on the Dragon platform, which is Dragon Pro, so that people can come into crypto and make it very simple and easy to use on the front end. But the back end is very complex. It's very time consuming. There's a lot of devs involved. There's a lot of different moving parts. There's security, and there's the brokerage and the trading and the price points and the algorithms and everything else. So something that's that complex, people have to understand that normally it takes like 4 years to build this type of structure out to make sure. And then the audits you have to go through and the compliance and everything else that's involved with it. But on the front end, we're making it seem very simple because we want it easy for people to use. And so it is going to be simple on the front end for people to use, but it's very complex on the back end so that it can be run smoothly on the front end. Right. But people don't understand like how much work is being put into it so that it is easy for everybody. And so we can bring on mass amounts of people. And you don't have to go through all the steps that we went through, but there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of things going on. And we always want to make it easy for everybody because we know like all the steps and the hurdles that we have to go through on a daily basis to get out the product that we're putting out and the steps and hurdles we had to go through on learning how to trade and get in crypto like 4 years ago. And so we're just trying to make it easier to onboard people. And in the interim, we've been putting it across like multiple markets too. We've been branding it everywhere. So we're now on TikTok, we're in Google Ads, YouTube, IG, Instagram, we're on X, we're on Telegram, SoundCloud, Apple Spotify. Music, Spotify, Telegram. I say Telegram already. So
So we
put out over 2,000 news articles. We're on 2,000 news sources about Dragon and Base and Signal. We're what are some of the other things that we've done? We've done so much stuff just to brand it and get the word out, and then also to bring people on to become aware, to make it easier. Here with you guys on LA Talk since February to teach you how to trade and learn, even if you don't use what we're bringing out to the public, at least you're smarter traders, you're better at finance, hopefully you understand markets better, you understand cycles better. But we've mass marketed everywhere. We're working with nonprofits, we're working with collabs with people, key leaders, not Kohl's, but key leaders, like people that are prominent in crypto that are well known, that everybody knows and has a lot of respect for. We're working with those people right now too. We're working with a lot of different alpha groups and NFT teams in Discord, like over 400 groups on that. So we're everywhere right now because we want to change the market for the better. We want to make it user-friendly and easy for everybody. But in the same time while we're doing this, we're building out a product that's massive and complex, but very simple and easy for users to use it so that they can get into trading, that they can understand how markets work without having to understand all the details and the information that's put into it. But that's another reason why last week and probably this week I sound really tired. Just because I've been working so much and having 3 hours of sleep, I think now for 6 months probably. But it's well worth it. And having meetings, I have meetings, international meetings at like 1 a.m., at 4 a.m., at 6 a.m., Pacific Standard Time, and then 11 p.m. at night and 5 p.m. in the afternoon. So it's been nonstop, but it's well worth it because bringing on those people that see that vision and devs, which are developers and software engineers and different people that have the same type of morals, ethics, and vision that I have is great because they want to put out a good product too, and their reputation is important to them also. So they're making sure that everything is clean and complete and beautiful also, because their rep is on the line because they're the ones who are working on the project. So they're very proud of the work that they do too. So tying all of these people in together and bringing out a beautiful product that is, I anticipate, lasting for generations and generations, and I want this product to still be out there and people still using it 100 years from now. That's my goal. So to do something like that, we have to make sure that It's user-friendly for everybody, and all the complexities is on the back end, but everything is clean, so it's simple on the front end.
Yes, it's the long hours are well worth it. The connections you make during the long process, the long nights, the sleepless nights are all worth it. And it's all for one greater cause. It's to help everyone else make everything as simple and easy as possible while taking all the complexities right in the back end. So deal with everything, make it all complex in the back end. But so when the front end comes out, it's like you're looking at like an Apple home screen compared to a Samsung home screen. It's like one of the analogies I like to use to explain it. Apple is simple, clean, easy to use. You see what you're looking at. You can click on it and understand it. Samsung is about 100 different things that you could click on, different actions that you could use. And it's super complex. Think of Samsung as the back end and Apple as the front end. It's all simple and easy for you guys and super complex for us on the back end. But it's all worth it. The long hours. And yes, our voices sound a little drained 99% of the time, but it's worth it.
I remember, yeah, when we launched AI Signal, I was doing so many VCs and AMAs that my voice was recorded, that I had like hoarse voice, I had a high pitched voice, I had a regular voice, I have a different voice. Like my voice is so different because of talking so many different times to bring people on to so that and teach people how to trade and doing VC after VC. I think 2 weeks ago I did 7 VCs in one day, which is their voice chats or their AMAs. So their Ask Me Anything groups or their spaces on X so that people can ask questions and talk with me live and we can teach people how to trade live. So we did 7 of those in one day. And so
that was a long day.
That was a very long day. on one of the spaces, we were on hold for 2.5 hours before we went up to speak. And then another one, we went up to speak and then like the AMA or spaces went on for like another hour and a half. So I think we were on for about 14 hours that day, speaking about a half an hour each time for 7 of them. But it was well worth it. Hopefully got the word out. People understand and they're better traders because of it or became more curious. The goal is at least to spark some curiosity to get people interested again, get people excited and want to learn about finance, want to learn about investing. And even if they didn't take away everything that we're trying to teach or help with, at least hopefully it sparked some form of curiosity where they went out and investigated themselves and found some other resource so that they could better their lives and make their lives better too. Because everything that we do now is, you know, carrying forward. Whatever plans you implement now is carrying forward for next week, for next month, for next year, for 5 years out, for 10 years out, for 100 years out. Like everything that you start today, in a positive sense, will carry forward onwards. Just like we were talking last week about building habits, you know, it takes about 14 times of doing something consistently before it becomes a habit. So like if you're going to the gym, go to the gym every day at 6 o'clock and then it becomes a habit. And then you'll be in tune with that habit. So same thing when you're starting a new venture, a new endeavor, or something, passion that you're trying to pursue, just start doing one little thing a day. And then soon it'll build up and then you'll be, in a year, you'll be completely different place than you were today. You've learned so much more and you've evolved into a different spot. But I'm going again back down to the roots and remembering where I started and who was my mentors and what I learned and how I learned and curiosity and trying to find out as much information and read books and go online and look at AI and learn how to build code. And I think I know 6 to 8 different programming languages because I was trying to communicate with devs when I was building out all these products. And so it helped me by learning different programming languages to understand how things work and how algos work and systems work and math, you know. So it's everything that I've done has helped me to the point of where I am today. And so it's the possibility to deliver something that can change the world. That's the goal, like to make other people's lives easier from all the complexity that we've experienced up until now, but to simplify it so other people can learn and try things out and invest and make their future better too.
I just want to say, I didn't even think there were 6 to 7, like even 8 different coding languages. I thought there was just like 1 or 2.
No, there's a lot. There's a lot more than that.
Well, Yeah, that speaks to my knowledge on that. Then, like, I guess I barely scraped the surface.
Yeah,
I
know Python, Java, C++, there's R. Yeah, there's a lot.
Right now, I'm about to find out approximately how many.
We only have a couple minutes right now, yeah, so maybe next week we can talk about this.
Okay, wait.
So anyway, so go on to our YouTube, check it out. Go on to TikTok. TikTok is for fun. YouTube is for information. We have some fun, crazy ads out there. Go check them out. We're on Instagram too. Look, just search for Dragon. We have a lot of Dragon fun ads, Lego ads, Star Wars ads. It's a lot of fun stuff out there right now.
Yes.
And then sign up for Dragon. We have the links to Dragon on all of our sites. Come check us out. Go on to x.com, DragonPro_AI, and then you can find some of our links from there. But next week's going to be a big week. Tomorrow's the start of it. Tomorrow's the start of volume. So we're going to have a lot of fun. We'll be working nonstop. Come in and say hi. Come check everything out. Pre-register, get your free month on Dragon, and then check everything out. And let's go crypto, let's go ETH and BTC. Let's see that rally coming up, because the 15th of the volume, 20th the inauguration, and then the 28th and 29th, the Fed has their meeting. So we're going to have a big 2 weeks. Of course, we're always going to have volatility in the market. So make sure that you're being conservative on your risk level. Don't throw your mortgage money on anything whenever it's high risk. Invest small amounts just for, you know, just try it out until you become an expert in it. But there's going to be a lot of volatility, so we're going to have ups and downs, lots of range trading going on, but it's going to be a big 2 weeks in the next 2 weeks. So come say hi, see how everything's going, see all of our bots, and we will, next week when we talk to you, we'll see what's happened. There's going to be a lot of things have happened by the time we talk to you next Tuesday.
A lot of things are going to transpire between now and next Tuesday.
Right. And don't forget, ETH is at like 3250 right now. So we'll see where it is next week.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Happy Taco Tuesday. Hope you have an amazing week, and hopefully everyone stays safe.
Stay safe. But yeah, we look forward to talking to y'all next week. Have a good one.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.